in all of these murder cases, the evidence is incredibly murky, and it's difficult to know if it's a group or if it's an individual or a combination of the two. The only trend which seems to be falling by the wayside is this near assumption that all of these murders are simply the results of armed robberies. The facts on the ground simply don't add up.
Can these unsolved journalist murders be directly tied to the Christian-Muslim violence that's broken out in Jos in Plateau State, or is something even larger going on here?
I don't think it can necessarily be linked directly to the violence in Jos. The impression that we get from a lot of journalists on the ground there is that these are actually targeted killings, not necessarily from government authorities, but people that may have previously been in government or have ties to government who want to silence the critical reporting.
There are a lot of journalist outlets in Nigeria. Why is such a prominent position being targeted all of a sudden?
It's usually for specific individual reasons. You'll notice that those that are targeted are not necessarily the most high-ranking or the most senior journalists within the profession, but often reporters within the ranks of the media. And it seems as if these are specific individual interests that are being targeted so that they can stop the reporting.
In Jos, the two journalists were riding on a motorcycle on their way to interview a local politician when they were stabbed by rioters. Do you think that they just happened to be unfortunate victims conveniently at hand to kill, or was there a conscious motivation to get the reporter?
You know, it's really hard to tell because five other people were killed in the same location. Even the editor of the newspaper itself isn't sure whether they were targeted directly for being representatives of a Christian newspaper or if they're simply in the wrong place at the wrong time. I do know that the police have announced that they're conducting an active search, and I think some people have come in for questioning, but the actual names and the numbers remain silent.
Now, in another Nigeria shooting incident, Edosol Ugbagwu of The Nation Papers was stabbed at his home in a Lagos suburb. No robbery, just two shots, according to his brother's account. Is it too early to determine whether this case is an assassination or a violent robbery?
Unfortunately, the answer will always be yes. What makes this case interesting is that in comparison to Sbeu Ohu, who is a news editor for The Guardian, who was actually killed in roughly the same Lagos suburb area last year, the police immediately passed it off as an armed violent robbery and took the case as such. In this case, they are not jumping to that conclusion so quickly, which makes one wonder that perhaps this is actually a targeted killing. And again, if it was an armed robbery, nothing was actually stolen from the house or his person, so it seems to suggest that it may have been a targeted killing.
Ugbagwu is the third journalist killed in the Lagos suburbs in less than 2 years. What came of the investigations of the two others killed recently in Lagos?
As far as I know, very little. In the first case in 2008 of Ogundeji, in the case of Beohu, they have five suspects currently in custody, and they have claimed that they have recovered the laptop Beohu was using. However, according to journalists, the laptop is not the right one, so it's still in the air whether they've arrested the appropriate subjects or not.
Any other political developments going on in Lagos area that these particular reporters had in common that they were covering?
That's the other mystery to this whole situation, is that there really doesn't seem to be anything directly linking what they were reporting to the murders. When you talk to the staff of The Nation, you get the impression that this latest killing, he was a court reporter, but he was not working on anything that was necessarily polemical.
Nigeria is looking forward to new elections pretty soon. Has there been any other violence towards reporters associated with the election campaigning in the past?
Certainly in the past, and definitely on the state level. The Ekiti elections, for example, of last year were quite dangerous for journalists. They were just simply targeted by the pro-governor supporters. We haven't seen so much at the national level, but these are quite volatile times for Nigeria, and it's really reaching an unstable point with the illness of President Yar'Adua. So we'll have to wait and see.
Have you been keeping track of the rankings of different African countries as far as press freedoms go? And is there any correlation there between the level of violence against reporters and the amount of freedom that they have in a particular country in which to report?
There may be. You know, the problem with these kind of rankings is it's always quite often subjective, and it's difficult to really create an accurate methodology to say that, you know, one country has a better press freedom record than another. But there certainly is a correlation between good governance and how much free press a country has. At least that's what we've noticed in Africa.
Committee to Protect Journalists has been tracking the rankings of countries with respect to violent acts recently. What have you come up with?
Yeah, we released quite recently the Impunity Index, countries where the unsolved cases of journalists have is ranked the highest in terms of the killers getting away with the murder itself. One of the countries which lands quite high on the list from sub-Saharan Africa is, of course, Somalia. But the reasons for that is not so much that journalists are necessarily the main target. It's just that it's a conflict situation. And without an adequate justice system, these murders just keep adding up without anyone being held accountable for them.
Where did Nigeria fall in this list?
It was actually behind the top 10, but it was up there because there's been a very gradual drawn-out cases of murder of Nigerian journalists since 1986 when Delekiwa was killed.